And there has just been no time to rest for some Caribbean islands cleaning up from big tropical storms. First, there was Irma, then there was Jose.
Yeah, and it is hard to believe, but here we are talking about another big hurricane. Maria was a Category 5 storm when it hit the small island of Dominica. And a call for help came from that country's Prime Minister, Roosevelt Skerrett.
Yes, Skerrett was updating his Facebook page just as Maria made landfall. He posted about merciless winds and then a note that his roof was gone. He was eventually rescued, and he later wrote that from what he has heard, the damage is devastating and mind-boggling.
Well, as the storm moves on from there this morning, other areas in the Caribbean are under hurricane warnings. One of those areas is British Virgin Islands, and that is where Jim Watterson of BuzzFeed UK has just traveled. He was along with British military officials, and he is on the line now from Barbados. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us where you managed to go, and what did you see?
So I managed to get onto the main island of the British Virgin Islands, and we went through all the main settlements, and it is complete devastation. So there are cars that are just upside down by the side of the road. There are boats just strewn everywhere. It looks like a war zone, and that's not an exaggeration, except with a war zone, you'd normally see something targeted. This, every single building had damage in some way. And even though it's nominally a very wealthy place, there are a lot of very poor residents on the island, and they clearly need shelter and aid pretty fast.
And to be clear, this is devastation that was already there from the prior hurricanes that now makes
Absolutely,
things more
yeah.
difficult as this new one bears down.
Yeah, so Irma came in, destroyed a lot of stuff, but actually only, you know, luckily, I mean, it's unfortunate, but only 5 people were actually killed. And the real fear, talking to the British military, is that more people could actually be killed by a hit from Maria coming in people who are ill-prepared, whose morale is low, who have already spent the last week trying to patch things up, and the inadequate shelter which they currently have could be swept away completely by flooding or by, you know, debris flying through the air that has been picked up and deposited by Irma, and it could now just be flying around the air like ammunition. So there are a lot of fears. Genuinely, what I was picking up from going to the British military HQ was they're almost as worried about this as they were about the initial hit.
And just to be clear, I'm hearing you correctly. This is like walls that were down, roofs that are down, all this rubble. And the fear is this new hurricane will come in and pick it up and blow it around just as missiles.
Absolutely. There is so much stuff on the islands. There's nowhere to put it. It's just piled up by the sides of roads. And if you, you know, you can see that boats were being blown around by Irma. And if Maria came in and picked up shrapnel, essentially picked up pieces of glass, picked up poles, this could be somehow more dangerous than the initial hit, because at least then everything started off in one piece and was worn down. This time, everything's already broken up.
And how are they even going about trying to begin preparing for landfall by Maria?
So, I mean, they've spent the last week, the British military on the island and other aid organizations, trying to rebuild. There's a reluctant acceptance that most of it is going to be undone by Maria when it comes. So they'll have to start with that. The British military have surged people in and are basically telling them, their Marines, to hunker down, prepare for the worst, and then just be ready to charge out as soon as the storm has passed and help whatever the people of the British Virgin Islands need on the ground. But they are there's not much they can do right now. It's just a case of waiting for the storm to pass and picking up the pieces afterwards.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
That is BuzzFeed UK's Jim Watterson updating us there on preparations for yet another hurricane, Hurricane Maria.